Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
I want to teach you how to earn the respect of your restaurant staff. Hi folks, my name is Ryan Gromf and I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And I want to share with you a couple of different ideas when it comes to respect. I get this all the time from clients and from employees in clients' restaurants and just in casual conversation with people when they talk about how their staff doesn't listen or their staff doesn't do what they're supposed to do because they don't have the title or because their staff doesn't respect them. And so I was just on the phone with a client yesterday and it got me thinking about this because the client's like, we were talking about some things that need to change and the client said, well, I'm just gonna go into the kitchen, I'm gonna demand that this happens and they're going to respect me because I am going to be firm and I'm gonna put my foot down and that's gonna be it. And I told him, I said, if you do that, it's gonna get worse. Because one, your staff doesn't respect you now, and they're gonna respect you even less after you do that. So let's quickly talk about what it means to earn respect. I believe there's two factors to earning respect. The first factor is that you have to be able to improve their lives. If you don't have any way or any skill or anything that will make their life easier or better, they're never gonna respect you. You're never gonna earn their respect. It's as plain and simple as that. Your job is to improve their life. Whether it's a spouse, whether it's a friend, whether it's a staff member, it doesn't matter. If you are not improving their lives, they're not going to respect you. The second piece to earning respect is unconditional love. Now, you may think, unconditional love, what is this guy? This guy's crazy. He's talking about love, he's talking about restaurant staff, he's talking about improving people's lives, but bear with me for a second. If you have children that are of the teeth brushing age, then you probably know what I'm talking about here. If you don't, you were a child at some point of the teeth brushing age. And what I mean by that is that as parents, how many times do we ask our kids before they go to sleep, did you brush your teeth? And they usually say, no, I forgot, or no, I didn't. And what do we say? Okay, get out of bed, go brush your teeth, come back into bed. Now, how many times do you do that before you stop loving your children? At what number of toothbrush reminders do you say, that's it, I don't love my kids anymore? The answer is never, right? I mean, it's kind of a joke, but you're never gonna stop loving your kids because they forget to brush their teeth. But the reality is, we do this to our staff all the time. We remind our staff two or three times to do something, and if they can't remember at that point, we just cut them off. We don't love them anymore. We don't take care of them anymore. We no longer put the effort into them. We write this person off as they're never gonna know how to do that. They're irresponsible. They're childish. I'm babysitting them and we give up. But the reality is, it's your job to improve their life. It's your job to develop them into a better employee. It's your job to put the systems in place so that they don't forget to do this. It's your job to show them the unconditional love that they need, the same unconditional love you would extend to a child to ensure that their life gets better. If you think that's too much responsibility for you as a manager, that might be why you're struggling to earn your staff's respect. My name is Ryan Gromf, and I hope you enjoyed today's training, and I look forward to bringing you another free training just like this one next week. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.